You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
And so in the last week, pinag-usapan po natin, is there a reason for living? Nasabi natin, ano ba talagang reason for living? And then we said that apart from God, really, walang purpose yung buhay mo. And you have to find meaning in Christ. And today, we want to talk about, is there a way to be truly happy? And next week, we will talk about, is it possible to actually be in control of your life? Ngayon, kaya nga tanong pa rin, paano ka bang sumasaya? And ngayon po, meron po mga tao na sumasaya sila pag gantong ginagawa nila. Diba? Yung makeup transformation, talagang ginahanap nila. Tapos, pagka maraming like, lalo silang sumasaya. Diba? Okay, ito. Naging Arnold Clavio, no? Diba? Ang lupit eh. How about this one? Naging si Dora. Diba? You know, and sometimes we think that this is happiness. Kapag masaya ka, kapag nalalike yung Facebook mo, pag may pinost ka, okay, ang saya mo. Pero pag wala naglalike sa pinost mo, hindi ka masaya. You know, here's this another guy that just died recently. And I'm sure you know this guy. Diba, Robin Williams brought a lot of sadness to us, no, to many people, when he died last week. And here's a guy who was a great comedian. Okay, I remembered him when I was very young. Okay, I remembered him in Mork and Mindy. Hindi nyo nga alam yun eh. Alam nyo. Ano yung pastor? Buhay na ba kayo noon? No. Mork and Mindy, that's when he started. In 1974, Mork and Mindy. Okay? Alien siya noon. Nanu-nanu. Kumagan siya. Nanu-nanu. Alright? And that's when he started. Tapos sumikat siya ng sumikat. Okay? Dead Poet Society. Good Morning Vietnam. Okay? Patch Adams. Mrs. Doubtfire. And this guy, Good Will Hunting, where he won his first Oscar. Actually, yun lang yata yung napanalunan niya. But you know, but he's a great actor. Pero deep inside, he was battling with depression. Imagine, he battled with depression. He was having problem with alcohol. And just the reason why he died last week was he committed suicide. Because he couldn't handle it anymore. Very ironic. The guy who was making people laugh, but when he's all alone, he's very sad. He couldn't find happiness. Okay, he crossed that line. And let me ask everyone to please stand as we read God's word today, and hopefully we will learn something that will help us understand where true happiness is. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. I said in my heart, come now, I will test you with pleasure. Enjoy yourself. But behold, this also was vanity. I said of laughter, it is mad. Or NIV says, it is madness. And of pleasure, what use is it? I search with my heart how to cheer my body with wine, my heart still guiding me with wisdom, and how to lay hold on folly, till I might see what was good for the children of man to do under heaven during the few days of their life. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we just want to thank you today. We pray that you would help us understand where to find true happiness. Lord, I ask that you would lead us. Holy Spirit of God, speak to us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may now take your seats. Happiness is something that we all are looking for. Happiness is something that we're all longing. Happiness is something that we should all talagang experience. No? Even in the yung American independence, yung Declaration of Independence ng America, yung inumpisahan yung America, meron silang sinulat doon. At ang sinulat nila doon, na rights, one of the three rights that an American should have is the right to live, the right for liberty or freedom, and the right to pursue happiness. Yun ang gusto nila. Gusto nila every American, all right, should have the right to live. Dapat walang pumapatay sa kanila. Dapat mabubuhay sila. Dapat meron silang kalayaan. At meron silang kalayaan din at i-pursue yung righteousness at hanapin yung katotohanan. Hindi katotohanan. Yung kasiyahan. And yun. Kasabihin mo yung katabi mo. Sabihin mo katabi mo. Mukhang malungkot. Sabihin mo, you can pursue happiness. Okay lang yun. Okay? And that is why itong movie na to became so popular. Yeah. Pursuit of Happiness. Remember that one? Yung lahat, I'm sure nag-iiyakan kayo nung nandun sila sa CR nilang mag-anak, yung magtatay, di ba? Tapos pinubukas na nung yung janitor, pero ayaw niya ipabukas. You know? Because really, when you think about it, everyone wants to be happy. And this is what Pascal said. Sabi natin last week, si Blaise Pascal, sabi niya last week, there is this vacuum in our hearts that is of God-shaped that only God can fill. Okay? And then ito naman sabi niya ngayon about happiness. Despite these afflictions, man wishes to be happy, only wants to be happy, and cannot help wanting to be happy. Lahat tayo gusto na rin maging masaya. And you know, when you think about it, with the problem of Robin Williams, I am sure there are people here today that might be having that problem in depression, okay? Please, don't lose heart. There's hope for you, okay? Don't cross that line. There is hope, okay? Jesus is the hope. Okay? I'm jumping ahead of myself here. But, you know, that's a problem. Depression is a growing problem. And this is what the World Health Organization said. Unipolar depression predicted to be the second leading cause of global disability. Okay, burdened by 2020. By 2020, ito na isa sa pinakamalaking problema is depression. And, you know, when you think about it, pag tiningnan mo yung Amazon.com, okay, itong makikita mo. Amazon.com, pag sinerge mo, there are over 2,000 book titles with advice on 7 habits, 9 choices, 10 steps, 12 secrets, and 14,000 thoughts that are supposed to bring happiness. Okay, ito yung mga books na yan, no? 7 habits of highly effective people, how to choose to be happy, the happy hour effect, okay? 10 steps in finding your happy place and staying there. Okay, ang dami pong mga libro that talks about all these things. And yet, in America alone, there are about 120 million prescriptions on antidepressant. In America alone. In the Philippines, that's also a growing problem. Okay, lalo nga sa Pilipinas. Sa Pilipinas, pagka meron kang depression, ang tingin siya, sara ulo. And you know, yung mga tao, hindi nila alam anong gagawin nila. And that's interesting with the growth of social media where everybody wants to be connected. Napansin niyo ba yun? Di ba? Yun ang sinasabi, kaya may social media, kaya meron kang Facebook, kaya meron kang Twitter, okay, meron kang Instagram, meron kang, ano ba yun? Meron kang, Friendster, oh, grabe, oh. Meron kang Viber, di ba? Meron kang all these things, meron kang Line, meron kang WeChat. Why? Because you want to be connected. And some people actually virtually know who you are and everything that you do every day. Because everything you do, binipicture mo na, tapos binupost mo. Di ba? Pero when you see each other, hindi mo talaga sila kilala. You don't even know their names. Okay? Pagsakay mo ng jeep, tapos kukuna mo yung sarili mo, now riding a jeepney. Di ba? Nakapost ka nun, di ba? Uy, ang galing naman. Tapos biglang mo nakita, magkaiba pala yung sapatos mo, kukunan mo rin yun. Mali yung sapatos ko. You want everyone to know what you're doing. Yung, bago mo kainin, di ba? Bago ka kumain. Imbis na mag-pray ka, kukunan mo muna. Na? Tapos po-post mo. And then the more like you get, the happier you are. Wow, I'm so connected to people. I have 5,000 friends in Facebook. But when you think about it, when people are really interfering and talagang yung personal, yung kausap niya, flesh and blood, minsan hindi na siya marunong mag-relate. Minsan he doesn't know how to relate to people anymore. And that's the irony of it all. Okay? And let's look at the text today and look at how Solomon did this. Solomon is a guy who had everything. We talked about that last week, di ba? Siya na yung pinakamatalino, siya na yung pinakamayaman. He had everything. And then siya, he was pursuing happiness and pleasure apart from God. Again, we will explain that later some more. Okay, look at this text. In verse 10 and 11, sabi niya, whatever my eyes desired, I did not keep from them. Whatever my eyes desired, I did not keep from them. So that he will find pleasure. Pag may nakita siyang maganda, kung gusto niyang kunin, I will take that. Because that will make me happy. Okay, parang tayo rin. Di ba, minsan pag nag-worship ka, napansin ko sa inyo, medyo nakarelate kayo dun sa video, no? Nung sinabi niya, you know, happiness is when you're inspired pag nakikita mo yung crush mo. Wow. Kaya kanina, worship na worship kang ganun. Tapos kinakanta mo, Jesus, you're the lover of my soul. Tapos napasulyap kang ganun, nakatingin siya sa'yo. Wow, Lord! Jesus, you're... Labo, no? Di ba? And sometimes, that's, you know, that's what Solomon did. Sabi niya, everything that my eyes see that will make me happy, that will bring pleasure to me, hindi ko yan hinihindian. Lahat nang pwede kong makita, na palagi ko magpapasaya sa akin, magbibigay sa akin ng kilite, gagawin ko. That's what Solomon's saying. I kept my heart from no pleasure. For my heart found pleasure in all my toil. And this was my reward for all my toil. Ang iba sa inyo, sabi niya, tama yan, Pastor, because ganyan talaga dapat. Dapat ni-reward mo yung sarili mo. After you know, a day's work, gusto mo, nag-i-enjoy ka rin. Di ba? Kaya iba sa inyo, pagkatapos ng magtrabaho, pag uwi sa bahay, ang hindi na yung pamilya ang kaharap mo, computer naman. Nag-Facebook ka na ulit. Kasi sa office, nagkulang yung oras mo kaka-Facebook. You know, and because this is my reward. And this is what he's saying. And tingnan natin ano ba yung ginawa niya. Verse 11, he said, then I considered all that my hands had done and the toil I had expended in doing it. And behold, all was vanity. A striving after wind. Or in another translation, it's chasing after the wind. And there was nothing to be gained under the sun. That term again, under the sun. Let me just explain that even more. Last week, I said this, but I just want to say it again. When Solomon is saying about that phrase, under the sun, in Ecclesiastes, what he's saying is that everything we do apart from God, everything that you see, that you do, that you think about, that you build apart from God is under the sun. It's all about you. It's not about God. Okay, yun yung sinasabi. So whenever you see that phrase, under the sun, it is looking at life as it is without God in the picture. And that's what he's saying. Striving after the wind. There is nothing to be gained under the sun. Okay. Next verse. Look at this. Verse 7. Sabi niya, I bought. Okay. This is how he did. This is how he tried pleasure. This is how he found pleasure. Okay. This is how he. Dito niya isinabuhay yung sinasabi niya, you know, I did not hinder my eyes from doing what I want to do. I did not hinder my heart from doing any pleasure. This is what he's talking about. I bought male and female slaves. Had slaves who were born in my house. I also had great possessions of herds and flocks and more than any who had been before me in Jerusalem. Okay, ito yung ginawa niya. Everything, dito niya nakikita yung pleasure niya. He had great possessions. Isa yung pinakamayamang tao in Israel during his time. His wealth. Meron siyang kabayo. Meron siyang camel. Meron siyang lahat ng klase ng kabayo. Okay, pagka magbibiyahe siya from point A to point B, iniisip niya, ano bang sasakyan ko ngayon? Yung kabayo ba? Yung camel ba? O yung carpet ba? Ah, walang carpet. Si Aladdin yun. Alright. Meron, inisipin mo, grabe, great yung possessions niya. And he had slaves. Lahat ng slaves. Ano klaseng slave meron siya? So he got great wealth. Sabi niya, I also gathered for myself silver and gold. And treasures of kings and provinces. I got singers, both men and women. Okay? So he's got silver and gold. He's got great wealth. So yung plato niya, gold. Yung kutsara niya, gold. Yung toothpick niya, gold. Can you imagine na toothpick mo, gold? Masusugatan ka nun, di ba? But that's what he got. Okay, lahat yun, sinasabi niya, everything he had was gold. And not only that, he got great singers. Hindi niya kailangan ng spinner, hindi niya kailangan ng iTunes. Okay, kailangan lang niya, pag kailangan niya, pamasaya, malungkot ka, gusto mong sumaya, gusto mong may kakanta sa inyo ng happiness is, happiness. Di ba yung kaninang kanta natin? Di ba? If you want to be that way, he can just clap his hands or snap of his finger, people will be singing for him. Sinubukan niya yung lahat. And then, he had many concubines. Concubines, actually, if you will read another book of the Bible, it will tell you that Solomon had 300 wives and 700 concubines. A total of 1,000 women. Okay, can you imagine 365 days in a year? Pagka meron siyang isang babae a day, in the next third, on the third year niya ulit makikita yon. Okay. Hindi niya naman, nakilala na ba kita? First time mo ba? Parang ganun na itsura noon, di ba? He had all these things. He had silver, he had all the gold that he needed, and he had all these women that he wants. He tried that. He was trying to, you know, pag another term for Solomon is he was self-indulgent. Talagang lahat ng gusto ng laman niya, lahat ng magbibigay sa kanya ng saya, lahat na magbibigay sa kanya ng kaligayahan, ginawa niya. From wealth, from women, and what else? Okay? Ito nga sabi ng text, he who loves money will not be satisfied with money, nor he who loves wealth with his income. This also is vanity. That's in chapter 5, verse 10. Let's read this in NIV. Okay, sabi diyan, whoever loves money never has money enough. Have you noticed that? You know, kapag ngayon nagtatrabaho nga, nung hindi pa kami sa ministry, nung asawa ko, na naghahanap buhay po kami, nag-start po kami napakaliit na negosyo, happy na kami, kumikita kami ng 1,500 a week. Oh, ang galing nito. Tapos nung kumita kami 3,000, wow, ang galing naman ito. Ay, nabalaki na malaki. Yung saya mo, nawawala. Ay, 3,000 lang. Last week, 3,000 na. Bakit hindi nag-grow? Ay, saan mag-grow na? And then you never get satisfied. Have you noticed that? Meron kang magandang kita ngayon. Okay, hindi ka pa rin masaya. Ang iniisip mo, sana maging 6 digits yung sweldo ko. Okay. 6 digits na. Hindi pa rin kasya. Bakit ganun? Kailangan sana, kung magiging 8 digits to, okay na ako. Ha? Hindi, pagdating ng 8 digits, ganun ba rin? Di ba? And because, that's what he's saying. You will never be satisfied. Whoever loves wealth is never satisfied with his income. This too is meaningless. This too is meaningless. Everything that he's doing. Wealth, okay, money. Again, let me say this on the up front, no? Money is not the problem. I don't think that money is the problem. It's the love of money. That's what the Bible says. Money is not the root of all evil. Okay, if you will read your Bible, it will tell you it is the love of money that is the root of all evil. So you might have 10 pesos today, but if you have love for money, that will be the root of all evil. Hindi kailangan marami kang pera para maging ganid ka. Hindi kailangan marami ka, wala kang pera para maging kailangan mo ng pera. Di ba? Namiging talagang enslaved ka sa pera. Hindi. It is the love of money. Money in itself is not bad. Wealth in itself is not bad. Women in itself is not bad. Wisdom in itself is not bad. But when it became the ultimate of your life, that's the only thing that brings happiness and joy in your life, then we have a problem. And that's what he's saying here. Then I saw that there is more gain in wisdom than in folly, as there is more gain in light than in darkness. Okay, so sinubukan niya yung wealth, sinubukan niya yung women, and this time sinubukan naman niya wisdom. And if you will read the entire chapter 2, he will tell you that when you think about it, sabi pa nga niya, you know, wise have eyes behind their head. They can see things that foolish people don't see. Di ba, meron naman talagang benefit ang wisdom eh. Di ba, pagka negosyante ka, whether you're a believer or not a believer, but if you have wisdom in how to do business, you will do well. But what he's saying is this. Whether you're wise or you're foolish, both of you will end in the same place. 6 feet under the ground. Kaya sabi niya, what is the use of finding wisdom? What is the use of trying to study hard? What is the use of going to school? What is the use of all these experiences? This is all meaningless. Yesterday, our daughter took the upkat. Okay? Bakit hindi ko upkat? Sino po dito nag-upkat? Yung anak niyo nag-upkat? Taas niyo po, hindi po kayo, yung anak niyo, ha? Na meron po dito, meron po kayo mga kasama dito, no? You know, when you think about it, okay na naman, di ba? Kailangan mo matuto, eh. Wisdom, really, when you think about it, is wisdom is knowledge applied. Di ba? Applied knowledge yung wisdom, eh. But apart from God, yung wisdom na yun, baliwala rin. So, after doing all that thing, yung pursuit niya for happiness, because Solomon was trying to pursue happiness. Tingnan, ano bang nangyari? What was the result of this pursuit? Okay? Tingnan natin yung verse 10. Verse 17, sabi niya, so I hated life. Wow. And after all said is done, after all has been said and done, sabi niya, I hated life because what is done under the sun was grievous to me, for all is vanity. Meaningless. all is nothing. Okay? So I hated life. Can you imagine? He hated life. Hindi niya na-enjoy yung life. Meron nga isang book si Tim Keller. May sinabi siya na sometimes, getting what you most desired is actually dangerous. Getting what you most desired is actually dangerous. And he, you know, Solomon did this. He did not hinder himself from getting all the wealth, getting all the joy of, you know, drinking, getting all the joy of women, getting all the joy of his work and wisdom. And he said, I hated life. All is vanity. A striving after the wind. Chasing after the wind. Diba? Para mo inaabol yung hangin. And sabi niya, all these things that you do, akala mo magbibigay ng fulfillment sa'yo, akala mo magbibigay ng security sa'yo, akala mo magsasaya ka dahil nakilala mo na siya. Okay? Nakita mo na yung dream girl mo. Nakita mo na yung dream boy mo. Ang saya mo na. Alright? Pero yung pala, mawawala lang din siya. Okay? Biglang ganun. Biglang, you know, and you think of that, okay? It's just striving after wind. Para mong inaabol yung hangin, which you cannot do. Unless you dash ka. You said the Incredibles, di ba? Talagang mabilis kang tumakbo. Hindi. Yung hangin, hindi mo kayang habulin. And that's what he's saying. Everything you do apart from God, in trying to find happiness in your work, happiness in your family. Sabi dun sa video, happy ako pag kasama ko yung pamilya ko. Eh, paano pag wala ka ng pamilya? Yung isang babae sabi niya, I'm happy pag I'm giving my best. Eh, paano pag hindi mo kayang ibigay yung best mo? May sakit ka na. So you will no longer be happy. And Solomon is saying that. Solomon is saying, everything I've done, all the wealth, all the wisdom, all the women, all the work, brought me to hate life. And this is what he said as well. So I turned about and gave my heart up to despair over all the toil of my labors under the sun. Wala na. Talagang hopeless ka. Talagang desperation labas mo. Because everything he did, okay, didn't bring happiness to him. Akala niya, sasaya siya. So really, what are we talking about here? You know, when we think about this, there are three things that he is saying about happiness, pursuing happiness apart from God is. Okay, ito yung sinasabi niya. Number one, okay, it is temporal. Everything you do apart from God, every time you try to find happiness and joy and fulfillment apart from God is temporal. Temporal. Sandali lang yun. Panandalian lang. Diba? Kaya yung mga nagda-drugs, bakit sila nagda-drugs? Because gusto nilang kalimutan yung problema nila. Gusto nilang makalimutan ano yung nararamdaman nila. Ang sakit. Walang nagmamahal sa akin. Hindi ako naiintindihan ng nanay ko. Pag umuwi ako sa nanay ko, sineserbo ng pagising sa umaga, sermon almusal. Okay? Pagpasok sa eskwela, ganun din. Diba? So nagda-drugs. You know, I lived with two brothers who was into drug addiction. Yan, ganun nangyari. Tapos pagka masaya na sila. Uy, malungkot sila. Malungkot-lungkot. Wala nang nag-take ng drugs. Wala na. Hindi niya na. Nakalimutan niya na yung problema. He's okay na. Everything's happy. Wala na, wala na siyang pakialam sa mundo. Okay? Pagka na wala na yung visa ng drugs, what would he do? Wala na. Lungkot na ulit. So, anong gagawin lang? Naku, kailangan mas matagal. Okay? Dadagdagan nila yung take nila. Right? Tadagdagan hanggang madagdag na madagdag. Hanggang before, you know, wala na talaga. Yung happiness apart from God is temporal. Meron ako nakakalaro sa basketball nung araw. Alam niyo nung basketball player ako eh. Di ba? Talata naman, di ba? Mga kalaro ko nung mga six-footer. Okay? In my dream. Okay? Pero meron ako nakalaro na magaling mag-basketball talaga. And tapos itong tao na ito, napakatahimik. Maglaro ko, may galing magpasa, ang galing mag-dribble, ang galing mag-layup. Okay? Pero tahimik lang siya. Pero one time, nakalaro ko siya lasing. Kung ano nung kalukuhang ginagawa. Kasi lasing siya eh. That's what alcohol does to you. Diba? Minsan, paglasing ka, lahat ng, wala kang pakialam sa mundo. Wala kang pakialam ng isipin nila. Basta ginagawa because hindi mo nararamdaman yun eh. Pero pagka nawala na yung effect nun, kahihiyan na yung iisipin mo. Ayaw mo na lumabas ng bahay. You know, again, incidentally, yesterday nga, nung nag-upgat yung anak ko, bumili ako ng tubig sa Petron. Nandun na kami sa Petron. Napunta ako nung sa San Mig na tindahan dun. From Jollibee, naglata ko. Bigla ako nagulat. May mga nagkukumpulan dun sa isang bangko. Tapos,
Kita kung may babae nakalumpasay dun sa ano sa ground. Talaga nakaganon. Nakaigang ganon. Tapos may kasamang lalaki, tinetray siyang itayo. Habi tapos meron akong nakilala, yung kakilala ko nakita. Sabi, ano nangyari yan? Lasing na lasing. Yung babae niya, walang pakialam. No? Okay lang, matulog ako dito. Okay lang yun. Wala akong pakialam. Pero pagka wala na yung lasing nun, pagka wala na, wala. Malungkot ka na ulit. That's what happiness is apart from God. Di ba kasi akala mo, sasaya ka eh. Okay, this is what eBay founder said. Si Pierre Omidyar. Okay? Net worth $8.1 billion. Sabi niya, we sort, the second paragraph, we sort of skip the regular rich and we went straight to ridiculous rich. Yaman niya eh. Okay, the moment nilabas niya yung in public yung eBay, yumaman ka agad siya. And he said, I had the notion that, okay, so now we have all this wealth. We could buy not only one expensive car, we could buy all of them. As soon as you realize that you could buy all of them, then none of them are particularly interesting or satisfying. Here's a guy who had all the wealth in the world, pero nung nakita niya, wala rin pala. It's temporal. Kasi masaya ka ngayon, nakita mo siya, bukas hindi mo siya makita, malungkot ka na naman. Meron ka ngayon ito, wala ka ngayon, malungkot ka na naman. Alright? Not only is it temporal, it's unpredictable. Yung akala mo magpapasaya sa'yo ngayon, hindi pala magpapasaya sa'yo. Alright? And look at this guy, si Michael Jackson, kilala niya yan, di ba? He had this interview once, and tinanong niya, sinasabi niya, no, ever since Jackson 5 pa lang kami, gustong-gusto ko na maging successful, so I did everything I can. Eto sinabi, you climb the mountain of success, you get there, and there's nothing there. It's emptiness. And we also said that about Jim Carrey last week, di ba? I mean, I wish that everyone will be rich and famous and have everything they've dreamed of so that they will realize it's not the answer. Here's the thing. The enemy would always lie to us. The enemy would always tell us, you know, if only you could have this. If only you could have that. If only you could drive a different car. If only you could have a different gadget. Okay, if only you could have that iPhone 6. Okay? Happy ka na. So, happy ka na. May iPhone 6 na. May naglalakad ka dyan. Paglabas mo, nakita ka, may naka-iPhone 20. Okay? Ganito nakita mo. iPhone 20 sa S23. Pahaba na pahaba yung iPhone. Napansin nyo ba? Diba? Ayan na, ganyan nakahaba. Alright? It's unpredictable. Akala mo masasaya ka eh. Akala mo pagka boyfriend mo na siya, akala mo pag nakita mo na siya, okay ka na. It's unpredictable. Everything in this world is unpredictable. Sabi nila family. Diba? Sabi nila family. That is why we said that last week. That a lot of people will go overseas to work. Okay? Even though statistics is against them. And yet they do that. Why? Because they want their family to be happy. Why? They want, because they think that will be the solution to the problem in family. But hindi. It's unpredictable. Not only it is temporal, unpredictable, it is impossible to really find joy and happiness apart from God. You know why? Because everything in this world is falling apart. That's what the Bible is saying. The Bible says that even creation is longing to be freed from the bondage of decay. Everything that you see, everything that we have is decaying and it's going to be destroyed. So that it is impossible to find lasting joy and happiness apart from God. And that's what he's saying. Solomon, who had it all. Solomon, who had the wisdom, the money, the wealth, the women, the work. He's saying, under the sun, everything is vanity. So what do we do? Well, there's good news. All right? You know, it's interesting that if you read Ecclesiastes, you will see the pronoun I over and over. Over and over. It's all about I. It's all about me. When Solomon was doing all this search for meaning of life, for happiness, it's all about him. It's never about God. It's never about anyone else but himself. But what's interesting is in Romans chapter 8, okay, verse 28 and 29, this is what it says, and we know, not I know, but we know This is no secret. This is not just for one person. This is for all of us to know. This is what the Bible is saying. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. All things. Not some, but all things. Okay? The reason why, you know, when you are trying to find happiness apart from God is impossible is because everything in the world will be destroyed. Nothing is constant. Everything changes except for God. Except for the character of God. He said, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. So no matter what trials you're facing right now, no matter what you are facing today, no matter how sad you are today because you just lost your job or you just lost your business or you just lost a loved one, okay, you have to be rest assured that what he's saying is that it will work for good. It's not denying the fact that what happened to you was bad. That's not what Paul is saying here. What he's saying is that you can accept the bad things that's happening to you, but don't stay there. Understand who God is. Because whatever trial you're facing today, God is working it out for good. And look at verse 29. For what? For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined. No, those are big words. Predestined. It means fixed. It's already been fixed. It's already been done. If you have your faith in Christ, if you put your faith in Christ, everything is done. You've been predestined. Everything will work together for you. For what? To be conformed to the image of his son. Here's the reason why we're going through all these things that's happening in our lives. You know, if you're going through trials today, if there's some problem that you're facing today and you think, wala kang joy, wala, hindi ka masaya. You have to be happy. You know why? Because what's happening to you, God is using it to conform you into the image of his son. Everything that we are going through today, we're not exempted. Being a believer, Jesus, when he died on the cross, he did not promise us a better circumstances in life. What he promised us was a better life. Better life. So no matter what we go through in life, you have to understand, the Bible, the people that was written in the Bible, okay, nung naniwala sila kay Jesus Christ, hindi naman sila lahat naging masaya. Some of them lost their lives. You know, remember Paul? Paul, when he was preaching the gospel, he was flogged in public and he was sent to prison. What did he do? He wallowed in self-pity? No! He was singing praises to God. He was worshiping God. Why? Because he knew. He knew and he understood that all things work together for good. Nothing will take away my joy and my happiness because I know who God is and I know what he's doing in my life. Are you getting this? See, apart from God, all the pursuit of happiness that we do, pareho rin yung sasabihin natin, like Solomon. I want you to think about this. This is what really Solomon is saying. Pursuit of pleasure apart from God only brings despair. Pursuit of pleasure apart from God. Akala mo, pagka nakilala mo na siya, happy ka na. Akala mo, pag na-engage ka, happy ka na. Akala mo, pagka meron ka ng bagong gadget, happy ka na. Hindi. Kasi, akala mo, pagka matalino ka, happy ka na. Hindi. May mas matalino sa'yo eh. Akala mo, pagka maputi ka na, gumamit ka ng gluta, no? Para pumuti ka. Tapos may makikita kang galing ng ibang bansa, mas maputi pa sa'yo. Parang, hello, kakainis naman to. Akala mo, ngayon may six packs ka na, no? Tapos bigla kang pagpunta mo ng gym, ang yabang-yabang, biglang may nakita ka, naka-eight packs. Di ba? Ang alam mo, dahil okay ka, dahil maganda ka ngayon. Hindi mo alam, in 10 years na, magkaka-wrinkle ka rin. Kala mo, ganda-ganda ng ngipin mo ngayon. Bukas, wala na yan. You know, pursuit of pleasure apart from God only brings despair. That's what he said. I gave my heart up to despair because everything under the sun only brings despair. But the good news is, this. God pursued us to bring us true happiness. apart from God. No matter what we try to do, no matter how hard we try to bring happiness to our lives, it will be temporal, it will be unpredictable, it will be impossible. And it will only lead us to despair. But you know what? The good news is you do not have to work for it. God was the one who pursued us to bring us through happiness. John 10 verse 10 says this. And I want to end with this. And I want to call the worship team. The thief comes only to steal. Life apart from God. That's the thief working. To steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I don't know where you are today. I don't know what you're basing your happiness and your joy to. Is it circumstance? Is it the wealth? Is it the talent? Is it the people around you? Let me tell you something. If your joy and your happiness is based on your circumstance, you will be disappointed. But if you put your faith in Christ, who said that He's going to give you life abundantly,